Relegators, mount up. All right, welcome back to the Relegators podcast. It's me and my best bud, Carl, and we go over promotion relegation in top-tier English soccer. Carl, how was your week?
It was pretty good until tonight. I had to spend 10 minutes standing behind my least favorite person in the world. Do you want to know who that is?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. It is lottery scratch-off ticket buyer in front of me in line at the liquor store.
You can't get out of line while they scratch.
What? Get out of line. I got to wait to buy my fucking tall can.
Oh.
Yeah, I was behind. No, they're just like picking them out. It's like, could I get a 17, a
I
6,
okay, I see what you're
a
saying. I thought you were saying they
4?
were scratch. I thought you were saying they bought them and then they were like, "Hang on, buddy, I'm gonna scratch these real quick."
Oh no, if they did that, I'd tell them to get the fuck out of the way. But
And
no, just when they're like picking them out and shopping for their fucking wasted money, like, yeah, it's just like, I'm like, one of these days when they buy them and turn around and they're in front of me, I'm gonna pull the tickets out of their hands, rip them up, throw them on the floor, and be like, "There you go, you lost, buddy. It's over. I just saved you 10 minutes of scratching with a penny and having your hands smell like copper. So you're welcome." So yeah,
Right on.
but I'm not angry or anything.
No, not at all.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. The only thing that happened to me was on Friday. I totally spaced on doing my Premier League fantasy draft.
Oh no.
Yeah, and
So
so I
you
had
still
to,
do it?
before work on Friday, I had to schedule an auto draft to just join a random league, schedule an auto draft because the game, the Liverpool game was on at noon.
Yeah.
And so I was in line and it was like 3 o'clock or something. I had to, like, because I do in-store shopping, so I had to grab someone's food from the deli. So I
Yeah.
had some time to go on my phone and I checked it out and I'm like, "Oh, who do I got? Oh, Danny Welbeck. Okay.
Ew.
Jorgen Strand Larsen. All right."
Yeah.
And then I realized in my top left I got Mo Salah and I'm like, "Oh, I got Mo Salah."
I got Mo
And like
Salah.
everybody in line just looked at me like I was fucking nuts.
They all thought you were a terrorist.
Oh my God. And then, like, I was like, "Oh, my bad." And I think once this lady realized what was going on, she just started clapping for me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was sarcastic, but I still,
You got Mo Salah. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, I mean, she probably wouldn't even have said it right. She would have been like, "Okay, great. You got masala. You got chicken masala." Like,
You got chicken tikka masala.
all right, Carl, let's get started. We had a great week of action in the championship. We're going to start Saturday at the Racecourse Ground where Wrexham made their home debut in the championship against West Bromwich Albion. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. I don't need to tell you who you picked in this one, do I?
No, I know. It was West Brom.
You picked West Brom straight up for $75 at +180. I had Wrexham draw no bet. In the 20th minute, Tom Fellows takes a ball to the line and passes back to Isaac Price, putting the Baggies up 1-0. In the 42nd minute, Wrexham comes back when keeper Moore crosses into the box. The ball bounces around and finds Lewis O'Brien, who squares it up. In the 74th minute, the Baggies' Jed Wallace gets the ball on the left and goes short side for the 2-1 lead. In the 81st minute, West Brom play keep away from Wrexham. And finally, Michael Johnston sends a cross into the box and Price heads it in for his brace and the 3-1 lead. And in the 90 plus 5, Wrexham get a little sympathy goal. Sam Smith just gets a goal in garbage time. And the final 3-2 for West Brom.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the stats, possession was even. So better for Wrexham than versus Southampton. So who knows? They might have a little bit of sauce to them.
Yeah, not a whole
And
lot of shots on target, but it was close.
So this was the first match that I watched that was at the race course. There's just huge piles of dirt behind one end of the stadium. Like, I don't know if they're doing construction or
Yeah,
what.
they're rebuilding the stands. It's in
But
the, excuse me, it's in the dock. You'd know if you watched it.
okay, well, I mean, from what I've heard, like, the whole city of Wrexham is pretty much as huge piles of dirt. So I didn't know.
Not anymore, but yeah, they've cleaned it up now since they got that Hollywood money.
They're big time now.
Yeah.
Lewis O'Brien had a nice bounced goal. He like
Yep.
kicked it in the ground and then it bounced in. That was cool. They said so Price, Pr yeah, Price had two goals, right? Isaac Price.
Yes, Isaac Price.
Yeah, skinny motherfucker. But
Part of the skinny club.
he reminds me of this guy Peter Crouch that was like a player back in the day, and he was like 6'7", but he was just skinny as a rail. So I was watching the highlight, and Isaac Price scored a second goal, and the British announcer said, "The price was right." And I was like, "Do they have that show over there? I
I'm
don't."
sure they tried to knock it off at least once or
The
twice.
pounds are right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So I mean, I think Wrexham did better. I mean, obviously they were at home. Shots were pretty much even. Shots on target were pretty much even. XG was close. So I think a better performance from Wrexham. We'll see if they can keep it up. What do you think?
Yeah, from what I could tell, West Brom had the game, but I mean, you're right. The stats are even. I don't really keep up with the XG. A couple of times I'll look it up, but I don't have it on my stat sheet regularly. So I didn't know that they were even there. I mean, yeah, it sounds even. It looked like West Brom was doing most of the work to me, but it could have been a loaded highlight package.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. Watching the highlights, West Brom looked better. So, I mean, I think still think Wrexham is going to have a struggle throughout the season to keep
Oh
up.
yeah, I think so too. I think that was kind of given, like I may have talked about it tonguey. I definitely didn't pick them to get promoted. I just know that like you're at the AAA, if you will, if this were baseball, but this Triple A, the separation between AAA and AA is a gulf.
And I'm not a religious person, but I actually did call my priest yesterday, and I prayed for Wrexham to get relegated, so we'll see what happens,
So I got that going for me.
which is nice.
Right, Carl, let's move to iPro Stadium where Derby County hosted Coventry. In the 12th minute, Derby's Callum Elder has a free kick from the right side, bends it over Sky Blue keeper Carl Rushworth to square it up 1-1. In the 23rd minute, Ephron Mason Clark gets tripped by Deion Sanderson in the box for a penalty, and the American Haji Wright gets the goal to put him up 2-1. Derby tie it up in the 45th minute. Bobby Thomas is fighting with Matthew Clark for position under the ball, and it goes off Thomas's hand for a penalty. Carlton Morris is the one who gets the goal. In the 50th minute, Derby's Callum Elder has a long throw in that finds Ibu Adams, who rolls it in to go up 3-2. But Coventry come back in the 72nd minute. This time, Milan van Ewijk has a long throw in. And this time, the ball gets headed off the crossbar, and Brandon Thomas Asante finishes the job. Coventry go up in the 75th minute. Liam Kitching delivers a perfect ball from distance to van Ewijk, who crosses to Ephraim Mason Clark for the header. And the nail in the coffin, Victor Torp gets the ball on the right side and sends one past the keeper. Coventry win this one 5-3, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, an 8-goal thriller.
Yeah, that
That's
was a great game.
yeah, that's I mean,
Lead
that's
changes both ways.
yeah, that's the match of the week for me. I don't know about you.
No, I think you're right.
I mean, Derby held their own at home, but Coventry is definitely a better team, in my opinion. Coventry, though, I gotta say, the all pink was hard to look at. It made me think about the time that we were at the Britannia Arms in San Jose, and we were watching an NFL game, and it was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And what'd you say to the bartender, the female
I didn't say
bartender?
it to the bartender. The bartender was standing there as I happened to say it to you. And I remember it was the Raiders. I don't remember who they were playing. I think that was the game that Janikowski broke the record for the longest field goal. But anyway,
For the fattest kicker.
I was like, I'm all for breast cancer awareness and all this, but I don't think I can do pink on these uniforms much longer. And the bartender went and grabbed my beer and dropped it off, and she said, "Here you go, dick."
Yeah, that was amazing. But even the NFL with the pink, like that's just like in patches, like it'll be a headband and sweatbands. Like this was head to toe, just this awful shade of pink. It was hard to look at. Like they need to like change that.
That's their second uni.
Oh God, I might start having to hate Coventry throughout the course of this season. But the notes I got, I'll keep it short because I did have a lot. I almost ran out of fucking ink for my pen from writing so many notes because there's so many goals. Yeah, the Elder free kick was awesome. Sanderson, obvious penalty. Haji Wright, I just realized Haji is something that American troops called Iraqi enemies in the war, which is interesting. Got a couple of Hajis over here. Bogey on your wing. But anyway, Carlton Morris was on Luton and now he's escaped.
He was
So
on where? You cut out there.
he was on Luton Town.
Oh, Luton.
Yeah, so he avoided getting dropped to League One. So good for him. I'm
He's
proud of
two-way
him.
quality.
Yeah. Ibu Adams, nice little strike. The Coventry third goal, there was a long throw, and I thought maybe there was a little bit of goalkeeper error there, but I could be wrong. And then the fourth goal for Coventry was a great cross. Yeah, just a lot of hot, sweaty action in this game.
Yeah, that fourth goal was, Kitching put a perfect ball
Yeah, it
downtown.
yeah,
Yeah, that was great.
that was like textbook. Well, that's all I got.
Cool. Let's go to the next game. We go to the Deepdale where Preston North End hosts Leicester City. In the 7th minute, Preston Alfie Devine flies down the right side, and Leicester keeper Jacob Stolarz. Man, I had this before.
Oh boy, yeah, this is a tough one.
Do you think it's Jakob?
If you wanna get funky on it, go ahead and give it a try.
Leicester keeper Jacob Stolarczyk comes all the way to challenge, and Devine flicks it over him for the easy goal. What a stupid play by the Leicester keeper. In the 67th minute, Leicester comes back when 16-year-old Jeremy Manga gets the ball on the left side, dances around the Preston defense, and blasts the ball in. But in the 85th minute, Terry Small pulls a perfect cross into Muliton Uzmacic, and Preston North End go up 2-1 for the victory.
Yeah, I mean, this was kind of an interesting match. Yeah, so first of all, the first goal where the Leicester goalie,
Yeah, what was that?
like he was, what was he going out? I wrote down, was he going
No
out to,
business being out there.
no, that was ridiculous. Like I wrote, was he going out to pick blueberries? Like, where the fuck was he? Like, he was even
Yeah.
playing the game at that point. Like, yeah, it was a big mistake, huge mistake. So I'm sure the manager will be like, "Yo, dude, don't do that anymore. Like, stay in your lane."
But my goalie coach, Jose Sa, he told me that.
Jose Jose Sa told me the only thing I did wrong was didn't trip the guy.
I worked at Goalkeeper U in Nashville for the summer with all the other great goalkeepers like Jose Sa.
Jose Sa and the guy from the Sunday League in fucking Fremont. Yeah, so that was, yeah, that was wild. Did you see the Preston shirt sponsor?
No, what was it?
Oh my God. It was the most hideous thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was some just plastered on logo that does not fit the rest of the shirt at all. And it's for some, I guess it's for some restaurant called Spud Bros.
And Spuds McKenzie is ready to party. And Spuds parties with only Bud Light.
Spud Bros, that's a restaurant.
I'm serious. Yeah, it's bad. Take
Oh, wow. It looks like Super Mario Bros.
it just doesn't fit and it looked weird. But you know, if
Well,
that's what
that's what 5 grand gets you these days.
if that's how they gotta get their money, that's how they gotta get their money. So I'm not gonna shit on them too hard. 16-year-old manga scores. I know
Yep.
he played la I think he played last year in one match, and they
Yeah,
had to,
I think it was the last match of the season.
yeah, and they had to give him a shirt without a sponsor because
Right.
if you're
Well,
50.
and then this year they don't have a sponsor, period.
So then they can get 12-year-olds to play and they can wear the shirt, it doesn't matter. But yeah, that last goal, that cross from Thierry Small was absolutely stunning. It was like, that
Perfect.
one was just, that's one of the best crosses I think I've ever seen. Interesting match.
Yeah, big loss from Leicester.
Yeah, you know, but it was on the road. But yeah, I'm sure they're disappointed, you know, being.
Yeah, it's a North End, and then also they started out slow last week, going down 1-0 again. So this might be a sign of things to come.
Could be. We'll see. 2 weeks into the season, so I'm not gonna write them off yet. But yeah, there's a little leak in the boat for sure.
Yep. All right, Carl. Next game, we go to Swansea.com Stadium, where Swansea hosted Sheffield United. Carl, this what we went head to head on this one.
Uh-oh.
Who'd you pick?
I'm pretty sure I picked Swans.
Swans draw no bet +105 at $50. I took Sheffield at the draw no bet -135.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hell yeah. No, that's great.
In the 66th minute, Swans get the ball into the box. It bounces around until it finds Ronald, who puts it home for the 1-0 lead and victory. That's just about the only thing that happened in this game, Carl.
Yeah, I watched the highlights for this one and I was pretty bored, honestly. I was like, I'm ready for this to end. Like, I think my laundry's just about ready. I want to go check on that. But Sheffield, oh my God, they're having a
Yeah,
rough
0-2
start.
to start the season. Not good.
They also lost their Carabao Cup match midweek to Birmingham, so I think their manager's
Cooked.
starting to feel the heat.
Yeah.
Like if this keeps
Better
going, he's not
get
gonna.
this on track quickly.
Yeah, it's good because you know it's not. They don't.
Right.
They don't have patience for this shit. Like,
No.
it's not gonna last long. So that could be interesting. The guy that scored for Swans did the Cristiano Ronaldo Sue celebration, you know?
His name is Ronald.
Yeah. So maybe that was like a, my name's Ronald, I want to honor Ronaldo. But a lot of players I noticed do that celebration. So it's kind of like the gritty in the NFL. Can you think of any other like celebrations that like multiple players like adopted?
Multiple players.
Yeah, like it became like a fad.
Yeah, the football spin. Remember they used to spin the
Ah,
ball and then you were
yes.
warming your hands around the fire, but now every wide receiver catches a 7 yard out and they spin the ball.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but yeah, that's all I got for this one. This one.
Yep, I didn't have much. I didn't have much. So.
Let's get out of this joint.
Next game, we go to Ewood Park where the Rovers took on Birmingham in the 50th minute. Todd Cantwell sends the cross into the box and it bounces around for a very long time till it finds its way back to Cantwell on the corner and he drills it home to put Blackburn Rovers up 1-0. In the 89th minute, Ethan Laird is tripped in the box by Rovers' Lewis Miller, and it's a penalty. Jay Stansfield puts it home to bring Birmingham square with Blackburn Rovers in the 90+6. Miller has a long throw in, and Maktar Gehi heads it towards the net, but Blues goalkeeper Ryan Alsup has a great save, a wonderful one-handed save to the side to save the game, because in the 90+8, Birmingham comes all the way to the other side. Damari Gray takes the ball into the box and crosses to a sliding Lyndon Dykes, who puts him up 2-1. A little last-minute heartbreak last week for Birmingham. This week, they came up big.
Yep. Blackburn, the sponsor for them, you know, is my and their owners, Banky's, my favorite Indian chicken money laundering place. But I thought I was watching this match at the beginning, and I thought I looked at the score at the top of the screen. I thought if these two teams are both struggling in the middle of the season, maybe they should just join forces and they could just become Black Berm. What do you think? Maybe we'll edit that out. But yeah, Blackburn was wearing my favorite kits, of course. So I was rooting against them heavily. Cantwell's goal, man, he really got a leg on that. Like, that thing was flying. Like, yeah. I would not want to do
it's
a better
crazy
play.
How it came back to him. He was the original corner,
yeah,
cross. Like, he sent the cross in and it just pinballed around, and then it was back to him, and he just. And it was off the ground too, off the bounce.
Oh yeah, it was a ball, like kind
Crushed
of a.
it.
I don't know if it was a volley or a half volley, but yeah, he just crushed it. Yeah, it's like I guess a basketball player shooting it from deep and then getting his own rebound and finishing it.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. So yeah, the penalty. I guess it was in the 89th minute or the 90th minute.
89th minute is when the penalty happened. So
But.
it would have been like 91st minute or something for the goal.
But the problem is. I had no fucking idea what minute the penalty was in because they don't put the goddamn clock. Put the clock on the scoreboard. God damn it. Like, that's the most important thing about sports is knowing how much time is left. Like, the score is number one, and then number two is knowing how much time is left. Show me how much time is left. I had no idea. And then it's like, oh, it's the 90th minute. And I'm like, oh shit, this one's almost over. I was like, I had no idea. So they need to fix that. I'm going to tweet at them or something.
Write a strongly worded letter.
Yes, very strongly worded letter. Yeah, that save, though, by the Birmingham keeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you make a save like that and then your team
Yeah,
gets
and
the
then the
winning
goal
goal.
comes like immediately after. Yeah, that's
Like,
huge.
yeah, you don't see that too often, so that was super cool, and I'm happy for Birmingham, and I'm happy for Blackburn that they lost.
I'm happy for Birmingham too. I picked them to get promoted, so.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
All right, so now's the time where you tell everybody who's in first place after 2 weeks.
Oh, so I don't know if all you listeners out there, there's a team. One of the most storied football teams of all time. They hail from the city of Stoke, where the pottery is the industry, and they are 2-0, and they have 6 points. I'm not going to mention that the second one was against shitty ass Sheffield Wednesday.
But you guys have a +5 goal differential, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, so
it's.
you're in first place on goal
Yeah,
differential.
we so yeah, so we're, I've never seen so since I chose Stoke as my team, since I played with them in FIFA like 10 years ago, I've never seen them on the top of any table. So, I had a very nice reaction to that. Phil, are we gonna start following them yet or no?
No, not quite yet.
Oh, come on.
All right, one more game for you to watch.
One okay. Okay.
All right, Carl, next game we're going to go to the Den where the Millwall Bricks hosted Middlesbrough. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have in this one?
I don't doubt it was Millwall.
Yeah, we both took Millwall on that one, so we both ate shit. In the 49th minute, Middlesbrough passed the ball around in the box, and Hayden Hackney finishes it to go up 1-0. In the 53rd minute, Bricks midfielder Josh Coburn heads a ball from Femi Aziz, a little double doink action, but it didn't go in. And then in the 87th minute, Hackney sends a corner that bounces around and finds Alfie Jones, who puts Burrow up 2-0. In the 90 plus 7, Burrow go up 3-0. The ball gets to Delano Bergzorg in the box, and he stretches one past the keeper.
Yeah, dude, I'm really bummed. I was excited to call out the double doink, and he stole it from me. Because the double doink in the Bears Eagles playoff game was like one of my favorite NFL moments ever. So I was excited. I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna call out the double doink, and Phil's gonna remember it and be like all excited." So you stole it. So thanks.
Not only did I remember it, I put it in my script.
Yeah, you asshole. But opening day at home for Millwall, that's a rough
Yeah,
one.
embarrassing.
I mean,
Middlesbrough looks good going up. They are also at 6 points, tied with your Stoke
tied
City.
with Stoke. Well, they're below us on goal differential, I think.
Yeah, that's what I
So
just said.
we're above those scrubs, in Burrow. But it was nil-nil at halftime, so it
Yeah, big second half.
seemed like
Yep.
this was anyone's game. I'm gonna say one thing. Hayden Hackney, I think that's my guy for the year.
Yeah.
Hayden Hackney, I liked him last year.
Yeah, Middlesbrough kind of died as far as goal scoring went last season, though. So maybe if they keep it up, you're right.
Yeah, I know. We talked about Lotte Lath going
Yep.
to Atlanta United, but Hackney had the goal. He had the corner that led to the goal number two. Alfie Jones scored his first goal for Middlesbrough.
First
That was
goal.
their first signing of the summer, so that's paying dividends already. And then the mighty Bergzorg.
I was waiting for
He just played the
that.
goalie on that last one. He just fucked with him and got it past him. Nice win for Burrow on the road.
Yep, I agree. Let's finish Sunday at Portman Road, where Ipswich Town hosted Southampton. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you pick in this one?
Ipswich?
You picked Ipswich plus 105. I had the draw plus 250.
Oh, wow. You did
Yes,
it.
sir. In
You
the
did
fourth.
it, you sneaky fuck.
In the fourth minute, Tractor Boy George Hurst brings the ball into the box off the Saints turnover and crosses to Jack Clark. But Taylor Harwood-Bellis gets in between and deflects the ball in for an own goal. Ipswich go up 1-0 in the 29th minute. Ryan Fraser has the ball and goes right side and crosses to J. Stephen Robinson, who heads it in to square it up between the two, and that's how it would end. 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I mean, these two teams are both slated to be up at the top. Obviously both demoted last year, or how dare I?
Relegated.
Relegated, of course, the name of our fucking show. I mean, they have even stats. Ipswich had a little bit more touches inside the box.
Yeah, did you see Sammy Samacic's shot that hit the woodwork and went right back to the keeper?
No, I think I was taking a piss when that happened.
Yeah, it was probably I think he plays for Ipswich Town.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and that was probably the best chance of the afternoon for anything but the draw late.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of their better players last year,
Yeah.
even in the Premier League, which is impressive. You think someone like that, maybe they'll feast in the championship. But yeah. A pretty even game. Not much to say.
Cool, Carl. Let's move on to standings. Again, just because it's the beginning of the season, I have three categories: big win, meh, and shit the bed. Coventry, Middlesbrough, Millwall, and West Bromwich Albion, all with big wins. Middlesbrough, West Brom, are all four of them 2-0?
There's 3 2-0 teams. Middlesbrough, West Brom, and Stoke.
Middlesbrough, West Brom, and Stoke. So, okay, Millwall and Coventry. Coventry had the draw. Millwall had the loss last week? Or did Millwall lose this week?
Well, yeah, they got
I
their shit pushed in at home.
had Millwall wrong. I'm sorry, Carl. No need to yell.
Millwall should be sorry.
Yeah, well, they are.
They are. Their fans are fucking probably beating the shit out of each other.
Oh, I had Millwall there. Who's the team I'm missing? I'm missing a team somewhere. Okay, well, we'll figure that out later.
We'll
Meh,
cut this
Ipswich
all out.
Town. I'm sorry?
We'll cut this all out.
I'm not worried. Ipswich Town and Southampton I have as meh. And then shit the bed. Leicester City, Millwall, Sheffield, and Wrexham all shit the bed.
I mean, I think shit the bed is a little harsh for Wrexham. They played better than they did the first match.
That's what you said last week, too.
I'm gonna keep saying it. Maybe because I say that I hate them, maybe I secretly love them, and I'm just trying to defend them. Because when you have a crush on someone at work and people talk shit about them, and you'll defend them. So maybe I love Wrexham secretly and I'm just trying to defend them, but they did play
This
better.
sounds too much like a confession right now.
This is a big confession. This is my Usher confessions. No, but they played
Sounds like you're
better.
talking to Chris Hansen on Let's Be Your Friend. You know, when you like someone, you just figure.
No, but they like Southampton controlled the game last week against them. This week they were more competitive. They had more possession. It was, I mean, both matches were close as far as goals scored, but they looked better this week. So I don't think I would put them in the meh category.
For someone who hates Wrexham, you sure do make a lot of excuses for them.
I'm just trying to be objective. Call me Skip Bayless.
Right, Carl, let's move to next week's games. We've got a lot of exciting action starting Saturday in the Valley where Charlton host Leicester City. Charlton, big time underdogs in this one, +260 to win straight up. Leicester +110.
Yeah, Charlton's a new promotee
Newly promoted.
from the League One. They've got a sword in their logo, which is kind of cool. Yeah, and Leicester's obviously had a little bit of a struggle getting started this season. I think the Charlton fans are going to be super pumped up for this one, and hopefully the players will be pumped up the same way. I'm gonna go Charlton draw no bet.
All right. I kind of want to go head to head with you on that, but not I don't have a ton of faith on Leicester plus one, -185 draw no bet for Leicester. I'm going to let you slide on this one. No, I'm not. How much
Oh,
you want
come
to put on?
on.
How much you want to put on it?
12 bucks.
Okay, $12 plus 105. And I will
Okay, cross it out. All right, let's go 50.
$50. All right. Oops, it'd help if I could spell my own name right. Yeah, not big on the odds, but yeah, I don't think, even though they're at home, I don't think Charlton's gonna get this one.
Yeah, well,
Draw at best. Draw at best.
I don't know. I mean, I like Charlton because it sounds like Carlton, which is close to my name.
It's not
So
even close.
it's kind of close.
It's not even a little bit.
I'm doing the Charlton.
Did they ever
Freshman
call
State.
Carlton Carl? I don't think so.
All right.
All right. Excuse me. Next game, we go to the Deep Dale, where Preston North End hosts Ipswich Town. Ipswich, big time favorites in this, plus 105 straight up over Preston North End, plus 275. Who you got, Carl?
I mean, I gotta go Ipswich.
Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Even on the road.
Yep.
Next game, we go to Racecourse Stadium, Wrexham. Big time favorites in this one against your favorite Sheffield Wednesday, who are about to go under. Minus 175 straight up for Wrexham. Sheffield Wednesday plus 450 on straight up.
Damn. I mean, you know how I feel about Wrexham. It would be a beautiful dream if Sheffield Wednesday could pull off a miracle, but I cannot
No.
do it.
No, they look like they're going to be a disaster this season. So I'm with you. I'm
Yeah,
going Ipswich.
they might be in
Next
league.
game. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They might be in League Eight in a few seasons.
Yeah, I said Ipswich. I meant Rex. I'm sorry. Yeah, League Eight. No, they might not have a team. So they might be run by the California Penal League. All right, next game we go to St. Mary's Stadium, where Southampton big time favorites over your Stoke City Potters. Minus 140 Southampton straight up, plus 380 for the undefeated Stoke City.
Buddy, you know what I want to do.
If you know what, we got a Nottingham Forest game coming up later. If you take Stoke, I'll take Forest, and they're underdogs. Forest.
I need to see who Forrest is playing, but I'm gonna take Stoke no matter what. I'm
Okay,
riding
how much you want to put?
100.
100 bucks. Let's see what the odds are.
Draw no bet.
Yeah, of course we're going draw no bet. So I'll take Southampton. You said 100 bucks?
Yep. I'm going big this time. You've been shitting on me for betting small, but
Yeah, wait till you see the results. You didn't do shit. Okay, 100 bucks. I got minus 350. You're gonna take plus 250. Big time win if they take it down,
Yeah,
Carl.
you got no odds. You got no, you got shit.
No, but like I said, I'm gonna take Forrest later on, and you're gonna take the favorite in that one. So
We'll see.
no, not we'll see. Bet is null and void if we don't take it. So next game, we'll go to Carroll Road, where Norwich City take on Middlesbrough. Norwich favors in this, even though they're playing against the undefeated Middlesbrough. Norwich plus 120 straight up. Middlesbrough plus 225.
Yeah, I mean, Middlesbrough destroyed Millwall on the road in their home opener. So, I mean, that's impressive. Norwich, all last season, I got fooled by them. I just kept going for them over and over again, and they just let me down. I don't know if it's because I love that ginger-haired angel Josh Sargent, but
How come you can say it right and I gotta go Josh Sargent?
yeah. You know, I mean, this one is tough to call. I don't want to bet.
No problem. You don't have to bet. I'm actually going to put some money down on this on Middlesbrough draw no bet plus 130. I think those are great odds. I don't think Norwich has looked good, and I think Middlesbrough has. So I'm going to expect that to keep rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I want to love Norwich City. I want to love them, but
And of course, this is the game they win, but the way things have gone after 2 weeks, I'm gonna try and win some easy money with Burrow.
okay, let's go heads up.
100 bucks.
100 bucks. I'll
you
take Norwich.
Get minus 175.
That what? That's not great.
Okay, you don't have to make the bet. I wasn't trying to pressure you into it. I was just trying to win some money.
Yeah, delete that shit. I don't want to do it.
You don't want it?
No, I thought I would have better odds.
Yeah. Nope. I don't blame you. Cool. Next game, we go to the Hawthorns or West Bromwich Albion, our heavy favorites against Portsmouth, one of my favorites from last season. West Brom minus 120 to win straight up. Portsmouth plus 340 to win straight up.
Yeah, West Brom all the way.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to put $25. What's Portsmouth draw? No bet. Plus 220. We'll put $25. I like the way they played last season. I have no idea what they're going to do this season or how they look, but I like their gusto last season. So I'm going to start them off.
Yeah, I think they quote unquote blew.
Trying to wet my beak a little. What?
I think they blew their wad last season, and I think they're gonna.
Yeah. Who knows?
Bring
Maybe
it
this
back
is a
down.
game.
Maybe. It could be. But okay, so do you want to go heads up? So
You want
$25.
to go heads up, $25?
Yeah, let's do it.
You're not going to get odds in this one either.
That's okay. I'll
West
still
Brom
do it.
minus 300.
Yeah, you know it, but a win is a win. I want the record at the end of the year. That's more important than the fake
No, it's
history.
not. The money is the more important of the two.
But the money isn't real. Did you ever see the movie Blow with Johnny Depp? His dad tells him at the end, "The money isn't real, George."
Who's his dad played by?
Ray Liotta.
All right. I'll let you go with that one.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, Carl. Well, you don't have a choice this time. We're going to Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United hosts Millwall. And this is a DraftKings match of the week. Sheffield United, heavy favorites, plus 100, despite their 0-2 record. 0-0-2 record. And the Millwall Bricks, plus 295 on the road, straight up. Who you got in this one?
I mean, Sheffield's got to do it this time, right? They got to. Like, if they don't do it now, there's going to be big problems. Millwall looked like shit at home. I mean, they were, you know, it was nil-nil at halftime against Middlesbrough, but, you know, they got the shit kicked out of them in the second half. But, yeah, I got to take Sheffield in this one. What about you?
I'll go against you on that. Draw no bet. Sheffield minus 245. Draw no bet if you want to go heads up. Otherwise, you can make whatever. You have to make a bet.
Okay, yeah, $50.
You want to go Sheffield straight up, you get better odds. Plus
Yeah,
100.
yeah, yeah.
You
No, I'm. I mean, if I'm gonna bet Sheffield, I'm gonna go straight up.
Okay.
The Blades, even though they're one of my least favorite teams,
How much are you going to put up?
50.
Puss.
I'm, you know, God damn it, Phil. I'm trying here.
No, I put it in $50.
I'm trying to learn.
Whatever you need to wipe your vagina with to make it feel okay. Minus 245. Or no, you went straight up plus 100. That's right. Okay. All right, next game, we go to CBS Arena, where Coventry hosts Park Rangers. Coventry, heavy favorites, minus 180 straight up. The Park Rangers, plus 500.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, Coventry.
Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Next game, we go to St. Andrews, where Birmingham, who's on a roll right now, minus 195 straight up over Oxford United coming in. At plus 550.
Birmingham City. I think Oxford is getting demoted. So
yeah, I don't think they were with us last season, so I'm pretty sure they are newly promoted as well, aren't they?
Oxford?
Yeah.
No, they were there, but they were just like in the middle all the time or like at the lower end. But they actually like punched above their weight. But from what I'm hearing, it's probably gonna fall apart. Kind of like, not like Sheffield Wednesday, but close.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so.
Oh yeah, we talked about, yeah, because they've got like the green and white. They had some stupid color issue because of yeah, I remember now.
Yeah,
we
you
talked
know,
about
the Crips and the Bloods.
You know. All right, Carl, time to move to the Premier League.
Hit the music.
All right, Carl, we start Saturday at the Stadium of Light, where Sunderland hosted East Ham United. Carl, this was a DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have in this one?
I believe I had Sunderland.
You and I both had Sunderland draw, no bet. You put $50 on it. I put $100 on it. No action till the 61st minute when Omar Alderete sends a long high ball into the box and Eleazar Mayenda heads it in, putting Sunderland up 1-0. In the 73rd minute, Simon Adingra crosses a ball from the right side and Dan Ballard heads it in for the 2-0 lead. And I gotta fix my, there we go. Now I can read it. And in the 90+2, Sunderland finishes it off when Wilson Isidore gets the ball just past the half line and takes it all the way and snaps one past the keeper for the 3-0 victory.
Yeah, so, I mean, after 8 years away from the Premier League, what a return, a home debut. You know, luckily they got to play East Ham, so that probably made it easier.
One of my teams for relegation, so looking good there as well.
Yeah, I think they. You might be right on that one.
Oh, yeah. They looked bad last season. I have complete faith in them this season.
Yeah, they were hanging on for dear life last year. And it wouldn't surprise me if the wheels fall off. And they lost Kudus, their best player, to Tottenham. So that's even worse. So Sunderland has a song. Did you hear it before the match?
Maybe.
It goes, "Baby, I'm ready to go."
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. And they all know all the lyrics.
They do. It's such a weird song for them to sing. Like, I mean, I guess.
I thought it was just a welcome back to the Premier League song. I didn't know that was their song every week.
No, yeah. It was their song last year. I don't know how long it's been their song, but like, it's kind of a weird song to have be your song. I mean, I guess "Ready to Go" is kind of like a good message, but you know, it's a I don't it's a little feminine.
I do remember that. I do remember that.
But yeah, Mayenda looks
yeah.
good.
Yeah, but
that's their guy. One of their guys. But Mayenda looked good. And then the other note I had was, yeah, West Ham might go down. And then I have Isidore with exclamation points.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
he's their guy. Isidore's their guy.
I don't know. I mean, I think they're both their guys. Like, I think they're two guys.
I think they're both good, but I think Wilson Isidore is the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, I mean, he had an up and down season last year, but he's definitely dangerous. Like, and when he's on, he can get goals going, and I mean that's the name of the game is to get goals. So but I mean, brilliant start to the season for Sunderland. Great reintroduction to the Premier League, so their fans got to be stoked.
All right, Carl, let's move to your team in Tottenham Stadium. Tottenham host Burnley. Carl, we went head to head in this one.
That was stupid of you.
Was it? What were your odds?
Not great, I'm sure.
You had $25 at minus 1,000. I think I looked it up. You won $2.50. You bet $25 to win $2.50. Congratulations to you. In the 10th minute, Mohamed Kudus plays the ball to the touchline and centers back to Richarlison, who swings it in for the 1-0 lead. In the 60th minute, Kudus again on the right side, makes some moves, another great cross to Richarlison, who scissor kicks the ball in for the goal. And then in the 66th minute, Pape Matar Sarr leads Brennan Johnson into the box with a great pass, and Johnson beats the defender for the 3-0 victory.
Oh, baby. We are back. As a 40-year-long Tottenham Hotspur fan, I'm glad that we're finally going to maybe win the Premier League. It is so exciting. Richarlison, he's a douche with a neck tat, which I cannot, and bleached hair, which I cannot stand. It's hard to look at. And, you know, I try not to judge people on their appearance, but fuck that guy. But he played a great game, and he had a great, yeah,
He's
that's
probably going to be your best player all season.
I disagree with that. Especially also, did you hear we got Eberry Eze from Crystal Palace?
No, you don't. I'm pretty sure he played at Crystal Palace.
No, they're signing him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he's not there yet. Because he
No.
played this weekend
Yeah, he did.
for Crystal Palace.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna be an idiot and be like, oh, it's guaranteed. It'll probably fall through. It will happen. It'll be one of those things where like, oh, the 25th hour, the deal fell through. And I'm gonna be like, no. But anyway, yeah,
Well, just like you didn't get Captain Morgan. We'll talk about
yeah.
that later.
Yeah, so I'm trying to learn my lesson with that, but I probably won't. But yeah, Richarlison, scissor kick, second goal. That was pretty nice. Even though I don't like how he looks, if he plays well, I'll forgive him for his neck tat and his bleached hair.
Oh, I'm sure he's worried.
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure he just. Following my Instagram,
Yeah, I
what
was
is
gonna say
Carl?
he's checking Facebook every minute to see if you've liked him yet.
What does Carl think of me? I hope he likes me. Burnley wasn't too bad statistically.
Ugh, they didn't look good. I'm regretting my Burnley making it
Yeah,
looking out of relegation. I think they might get relegated, Carl.
I think I think they probably will. That the defense holds up strong in the championship, but in the Premier League, that's a different beast. You're
Yeah,
playing.
and Tottenham shredded him, so
Yeah, they're gonna get shredded a lot, I think. But
you might be right. All right, Carl, next game we go to Molineux Stadium where Wolves hosted Man City Wolves, big time dogs in this one, and it showed. In the 34th minute, Rico Lewis crosses to Erling Haaland after a great pass from Reinders. Set the whole thing up. They go up 1-0 in the 37th minute. Reinders himself gets a good pass from Oscar Bob to go up 2-0. And then Reinders again takes the ball to the line and passes back to Erling Haaland for his brace. And in the 81st minute, Wolves can't clear out of their defensive third. And Ryan Cherki has himself an easy goal. 4-0, Man City.
Guess who got the start and goal for the Wolves?
Oh, Jose.
Our boy.
I saw that. That's the first thing I checked. No penalties, though. I'm a little disappointed with his inaction.
Yeah, but do you remember at the end of last season I asked you, I'm like, do you think Jose Sa will be the opening day starting goalie? And I'm pretty sure you weren't sure. I honestly, I would have guessed no. I'm actually stunned that he's still there.
Our
Like,
boy is back.
what are you, our boy is back. Like, what are you doing, Wolves? Like, there's an entire world of goalies. Just find a different one. Like, it didn't work last season. It didn't work.
Was awful.
But you know what? It works for material for us. So
Oh yeah, I'm thrilled.
let's keep going, Jose. So they had some Diogo Jota memorials
Yep.
because he was a
All over the
Wolves
place this weekend. All yeah, because
player. Yeah, but he was
La
a
Liga
Wolves.
started, Bundesliga started. They all kind of had what's the Portuguese league? Or
Liga. I don't know. I don't fucking know. That league has a name.
yeah, it's like Primera or something like that.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
I could be wrong. I might be, but yeah, it does.
I
And
just knew there was two teams. It's like Porto and
yeah,
Sporting.
exactly. That might be why I'm thinking of Primera. I'm thinking probably thinking of Porto because they're
Yeah.
they're
But
so good.
I mean, it was a little bit special because Jota played for Wolves before he
Yep, before
bought
Liverpool bought him.
Liverpool.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, and that's really cool. Like, I mean, you know, that's where you like kind of started out in the Premier League and Wolves are not a super team, so I get their emotion for like, you know, our boy grew up and then Well, and then he died, but still a pretty nice thing to see. And then James Trafford is now the keeper for Man City.
Yes, Burnley's old keeper from last season.
Yeah, interesting. So yeah, we were kind of wondering like what was going to happen with that. Like, was it just the back line or was it the keeper?
Well, it wasn't like it was easy goals. I think Tottenham, or excuse me, City earned all 4 goals. Like, I don't think there was one that he could have saved that
Well,
appeared.
Trafford's the keeper for Man City.
What's that?
Trafford's the keeper for Man City.
Oh, saying you're saying playing against. Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll cut that out.
Thank you.
But yeah, so like
Got himself a clean sheet. Yeah.
that's crazy that like you have that crazy like good season with Burnley. And then you actually get a
Yeah, you
better
get
job.
run support, as they say.
Yeah. And then Reinders, I like him.
Oh man, he looks good. I like him a lot. He had a goal and assist and the second assist that you really don't get credit for, but he created the whole play for the first Haaland goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Reinders. I think he's gonna be good.
Yeah, I really like Reinders. It's for a different reason. It's because his name reminds me of reindeers, and I always wish it was Christmas.
Are you sure it's not because his name reminds you of Grindr?
I don't know how to use these apps.
A lot of good memories on Grindr.
A
Got a lot of good guys, a lot of swell guys.
a lot of good dicks have ran through me on that grinder. But yeah, anyway, yeah, Jose saw a great start for him. We're back, baby. We're back to the.
We are back.
We are back.
All right, Carl, let's move Sunday to Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea hosted Crystal Palace. Chelsea, big favorites in this, -170. Crystal Palace was +425. In the 13th minute, Ebereki Eze, seeing the guy on the broadcast was saying Eze, so now I really don't
Ezra,
know.
yeah.
So Ebereki Eze has a penalty from 20 yards out and drills it through the line and past goalkeeper Robert Sanchez, but VAR looks at it and Eagles defenseman and captain Mark Gahey shoves Chelsea's Moises Caicedo out of the picture, and Azaz free kick goes right through where Caicedo was dismissed. No goal, and it ends nil-nil.
Bro, like me, you're from the Bay Area where there's a huge Hispanic Latino population. Where are you trying to get all crazy with Sanchez? Just say
Because that's where the
Sanchez.
acento is.
Just say
No, it's
Sanchez.
not.
Just
No,
say
it's not.
Sanchez, bro.
No, look at where the acento is.
Okay.
The acento is over the A. It's Sanchez.
Okay. All right. You know what? I rescind my critique. And I'll shut the fuck up.
Listener, call us up. Tell us if we're
Yeah, any Latinx listeners, go ahead and call us up. The first thing that I have is that they had a in Stamford Bridge they had a "We've won it all" banner.
Yeah, for the
The
World War, Club World War,
Club World
Club
Cup.
World Cup.
I was like, I forgot what you fucking won. And I was like, really? Like, nobody fucking cares about that. Like, even as an American, I know that nobody fucking cares about this shit.
Yeah, because nobody went. It was in America. Nobody went.
Yeah, that's like the fucking like tourism games like that they have during the summer. Like, nobody cares. So that was funny. But you know, they'll take what they can get. And yeah, I just had the Eze free kick was fantastic, and then I just had Gahey foul. I don't know what I meant by that, but that's all I got.
All right, Carl, let's move to the City Ground where my Nottingham Forest hosted Brentford. In the 5th minute, Elliot Anderson sends in a corner that Chris Wood can't quite get a head on, but the ball bounces to his foot and he gets the goal 1-0. 42nd minute, captain Morgan Gibbs-White has some fancy footwork outside the box, and a nice flick to Dan Ndoye puts Forest up 2-0. To end the first half, in the 45 plus 2, Anderson steals the ball at midfield and sends a beautiful ball downfield to Chris Wood, who gets his brace. Brentford would get one in the 76th minute. The ball goes off Ibrahim Sangare's arm in the box, and Igor Tiago puts in the penalty. 3-1, Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, I mean, much like last season, looking at the stats, Forest, they're not dominant, but they get it done. And I forgot, because I was just like, all right, last year was a mirage. They're going to just get crushed like this year. They're going to come back down to earth, like almost get relegated like they did 2 years ago.
Well, and Brentford is one of our teams that we're watching. They were highly favored to get relegated. So it might be people know that Brentford's a little misleading. We thought they were better because they had a good season last campaign, but
yeah,
they might not be.
So a big thing about Brentford is they had a coach, Thomas Frank, and he left and got hired by Tottenham Hotspur. And Thomas Frank was, I mean, he was the guy that got them up into the Premier League. Like, he was their coach in the Championship, and he kept them competitive, like really competitive, like more than people expected, like in the, you know, in the 10th, 9th area of the table, which is way over their skis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now Thomas Frank is thankfully the manager of Tottenham Hotspur, and he's going to lead us to the Championship
Didn't
League.
you just call me for putting a fake accent on Sanchez, and then now you're going to put a fake British accent a few
Oh, I don't
different
give a shit about
times?
accents. They're all bullshit. Accents are all fake. They're not real. You think
They can speak perfect English. I don't.
Everyone speaks perfect English. They're just putting on fake accents. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, Captain Morgan. So anyway, I was saying, I forgot like why Nottingham Forest stayed in the league last year, or they, you know, got up almost to the Championship or Champions League. Then I saw Chris Wood, and I'm like, oh yeah,
Yeah,
that
well,
guy's
I mean, last season was his season,
that guy, but
best
I
season
mean,
he's had, so.
it seems like he's back. Like, he's back to doing his
He's
old.
a big boy. He's a big New Zealand guy who likes to get in the box. So, yeah, it might be good for us.
He's a big boy. Yeah, and Captain Morgan, he's back. Like,
So glad he stayed. So glad
yeah,
talking to
that's
him.
huge. That's huge. And then was it in Doye? Is that how you say that?
No, Mecca.
What?
Oh, I'm looking at the next game.
In Doye? He had the great header.
Yeah, Ndoye, yeah.
Yeah, so that's very confusing because Ndoye is very similar to Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Ndoye.
So
Ndoye.
it's like they need to get rid of one of those guys, because otherwise I'm going to be
No,
confused.
I think they're good. I think I'll keep them both.
I'm going to be confused all season. So
Callum had a pretty good game too. He didn't really get in the score sheet, but he looked good.
yeah, you don't need to score to have a good game.
All right, Carl, let's finish out Monday Night Football at Ellen Road. Leeds United hosted Everton. In the 82nd minute, Anton Stock's shot gets deflected and goes off defenseman and captain James Tarkowski's arm for a Leeds penalty that Lucas Mecca puts away. Leeds win 1-0. Carl, this should have been a DraftKings match of the week, but I missed it, so no bet on this one. But my only note in this, Leeds brought the offense. XG 2.13 to 0.8 for Everton.
So who, if this was the DraftKings match of the week, who'd you have taken?
I would probably gone Leeds are favorite in this. I probably would have gone Leeds, draw no bet. Leeds were plus 145 straight up, and
Okay.
Everton plus 185. So basically even. When it goes to draw, no bet. But as far as straight up goes, Leeds were the favorite.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and take Leeds for
Yeah,
$200.
$2,000.
Give me Leeds. Do you have anything else to add on that?
Nope, that was it. Just XG showed Leeds. I think Leeds, we talked about offense and defense last week. Looks like Leeds might actually have a chance with this offense thing. I thought defense won championships, and I thought Burnley was going to do well with their new back line. But no, you're right. It looks like Leeds might be the ones who make it out of the drop zone.
Yeah, I mean, it is Everton, and they, for the
They are
past,
also in drop zone area,
yeah,
so.
I mean, they're the team for like, it seems like it's been a few years that they've been like flirting with getting relegated, and it's always like, because I mean, they're like a legendary English team, so it's like
Yeah, been around forever.
unheard of, but this could be the year for them, but we'll see. But yeah, Leeds, it's a good start for them. I will say for Everton, we talked about it last year, but I really like their goalie, Jordan Pickford. I think he's a really good goalie, even though their team is not great.
He's the number one on England, isn't he?
He has been. And I think he deserves it.
England national.
He had a couple nice saves, and I think he's back at it. So
Well,
all
he's going to get lots of practice.
He's he's gonna have two black eyes every week. Both teams. So the notes I have: both teams' final third play was pretty shitty for most of the match. Lee, Everton didn't really threaten much at all,
No,
but
I think
Lee.
they had one shot on target. Yeah, one shot on target the whole match.
Yeah, but Leeds definitely got into the final third a few times, or more than a few
Yeah, it
times.
was a lot of shots, but only three on target. 21 shots, three on target. They were just throwing whatever they could. I think that's what they're going to be doing all season. Just get into that 18-yard area, 24-yard area, and just start throwing shit at the sink, at the wall, whatever they say.
Yeah, go for it. I'm rooting for them.
Yep.
Because that's, I mean, at least it's fun to watch, if nothing else.
Yep,
So,
that's a good call.
Jack Grealish, do you know him?
He used to play. He was at East Ham for a little bit, and then he went to Man City. He's like the sex symbol soccer player. I remember in the Euros he came in, and there was a woman wearing a Grealish 69 kit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
you know the ladies love him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got cool hair, and he's got like
He's got hair. Let's just.
he's oh, shut the fuck up. And then he's got calves. He's got like these amazing calves that I wish I had, and I'll never have them. Like, my body's just not built for that. Like, I would have to go on HGH and steroids, but they are nice. Like, they are very shapely. So I will give Jack Grealish that. But yeah, so he's at Everton now. So that's kind of interesting. Like, that's a downgrade from Man City.
Well, he didn't play
Yeah,
barely
he
at
was on the
all at Man
bench.
City.
He was
Yeah.
red in the pine.
Any time he did come in, it wasn't good. So
Or
I
not.
don't I know it's a downgrade technically, but I thought he was doing his best when he was for East Ham, so.
Yeah, and I said he's riding the pine, but I guess in Premier League he's riding the leather chair.
Yeah, the leather warm race car chair.
Ass warmers.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the Premier League standings after 1 week. I separated this the same as the championship since we're so early in the season. Big win, Matt, and shit the bed. Big wins. Leeds United with that Monday night victory, and Sunderland, meh. Crystal Palace got the draw against Chelsea. Probably deserves more than a meh, but that's just what I titled it. And then shit the bed. Brentford, Burnley, East Ham United, Everton, and Wolves all shit the bed this week.
Yeah, I mean, Wolves, I think they're gonna shit the bed a lot.
Did I pick them to get relegated? Yep, Wolves. Sunderland, Wolves, East Ham. Feeling really good about East Ham.
Yeah,
Sunderland, not so much.
as you should. Yeah. East Ham, yeah. and Wolves. Yeah, they I don't think it's going to be a good season for either of them. They'll be lucky to stay up.
Well, yeah, and the least of both of them is Wolves at 320. So if one of them gets relegated, I make my money for both of them.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, as far as did you gave Sunderland a meh?
No, Crystal Palace, because they drew with
Oh,
Chelsea.
okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, Sunderland, that's
Meh
a
is just another word for tie or draw. Like,
oh,
I didn't try to make this complicated. I just
okay,
did.
gotcha. Yeah, because I mean that's a fantastic start to the season for Sunderland, because these teams that get promoted, yeah, we know we saw last year that they struggle. So every win you can get, scratch
Sunderland
out.
halfway to oh shit, who was it last year? God damn it. Southampton, halfway to Southampton's win record from last season.
They might beat it. I mean, in the first month.
Took it ahead of yourself, Malcolm. Yeah, it was good to see Sunderland and Leeds get the win. The difference between Leeds and Burnley was kind of night and day as well. We were kind of debating that, which one's going to survive best. Looks at 1 week in, looks like Leeds might survive best.
Yeah, we'll see. It's 1 week, so
Agreed, agreed.
let's not
But
get ahead of ourselves.
Burnley did not look good defensively. And if defense, like, even if that was a nil-nil draw with Leeds, they at least looked good offensively. Like, they were putting, they had pace. They were putting shots. Not a lot of them were on target, but they were at least taking shots. Burnley's supposed to be the defensive team, and they did not look good defensively against Tottenham.
Yeah, so I mean, I think this is going to be a thing every Saturday or Sunday, depending on what day the matches are, where the Leeds match is probably going to be one that I'm going to watch just because I want to see how they can compete week to week. And they're fun to watch, obviously. And then, but it could slide all the way the other way with Burnley and be like, I just want to see how shitty they're going to be this week.
No, Southampton was not fun last season.
No, Southampton was not fun.
Yeah.
And they're still not fun, so fuck them.
Yeah. Although I did learn to hit that first half, man. The Southampton winning the first half and losing the game, man. I could have made some money on that last season. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Carl. Let's move on to next week's game. We're going to start Friday at London Stadium, where East Ham United take on Chelsea. Chelsea big favorites in this one, -150, East Ham +380.
Yeah, I don't think we're gonna disagree on this one. Yeah, it's pretty obvious. It would be shocking if East Ham could pull a win at
Yeah,
Stamford
and
Bridge.
it's not like it's a road game for Chelsea.
Yeah. Even a draw for East Ham would be.
That's best case scenario, I think.
Yeah, if Chelsea's draws a team like East Ham, I think your top two prediction is in trouble.
Yeah. If they, yeah, Crystal Palace and East Ham back to back to start the season, not looking good for sure.
Yeah.
Next game, we go Saturday to Vitality Stadium, where Bournemouth host Wolves. Wolves, big time underdogs, +310 to win straight up. Bournemouth -130.
Yeah, once again, I wish I could get spicy with this one, but I mean, Bournemouth, they punch above their weight, it seems like. And they did last year. Will they this year? I don't know. But Wolves, yeah, we talked about it a minute ago. But yeah, Wolves is in trouble, in my opinion. So, and it's, they keep trotting out our boy, Jose Sa. So I gotta go with Bournemouth.
How much you want to put on that?
Oh. My customary $50.
50 bucks. Let me
I
do
mean,
the
I'm not gonna get
math.
any odds, so why
You're
should I
gonna,
bet on
yeah,
that?
you're not gonna get any odds,
Maybe I
but
don't want to bet.
yeah, you probably don't want to bet.
Yeah,
Minus
no.
275 Bournemouth +210 Wolves, draw no bet.
Yeah, let me bet on something a little spicier than that.
Okay.
But you're thinking what?
I'm thinking Bournemouth sucks. I know they're okay to decent, but I'm not sure they're that much better than Wolves.
I mean, I thought that's what was going to happen last season. But Bournemouth just kept doing it and doing it and doing it well, as
I
LL
was
Cool
waiting
J
for
said.
it.
I represent Queens as she was raised out in Brooklyn. Yeah, no, I don't want to bet on that.
Okay. All right. Next game, we go to Molineux Stadium where Brentford hosts Aston Villa. Brentford plus 215 straight up, Aston Villa plus 110.
Now this is more interesting. Brentford, as we talked about, lost their manager to Tottenham. Their manager who brought them from the Championship up into the Premier League. So he's, they're missing their rock, basically. Aston Villa was very strong last season. But Brentford being at home kind of scares me. Like, I mean, they don't have Mbeumo as a striker anymore, so that kind of takes it out. I'm gonna go Aston Villa straight up.
Plus 110, that's where the odds are. If you go draw no bet, you're not going to get any odds on Villa. Maybe Brentford draw no bet just because they're at home. But yeah, I'm with you. I think I favor Villa in this one.
Yeah.
Next game, no choice for you. We go to the Turf Moor. This is a DraftKings match of the week. Burnley at home hosting Sunderland. Slight favorite, Burnley plus 140 straight up, Sunderland plus 210. Let me get you the draw no bet odds. Minus 165 for Burnley, Sunderland plus 130. Looks like the only money is really either going Burnley straight up or Sunderland draw no bet.
Do you want to go first on this one?
I'll take this one. I really like the way Sunderland looked. I didn't like the way Burnley looked, but who knows? Maybe, going up, Tottenham might be better than we think. They looked really solid against Burnley. Yeah, I think I'm gonna fade, or not fade, but I'm gonna lean Sunderland draw no bet at plus 130. If I had, yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna do. I have to. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. So last season we had the emergence of a team called Thrillwall. But now there's a new contender that has entered the ring, and their name is Thunderland. And they are now here. I am all about Thunderland. So give me Thunderland straight up.
Straight up taking the big odds. All right.
Yeah, they're gonna figure out Burnley's defense. I mean, I know they played with each other. That sounds dirty, but I know they played with each other in the championship last season. So it could be a pretty even match. Like the draw kind of sounds a little attractive if Burnley can shut them down. But I think Thunderland's gonna figure out their defense this time with all that money they spent.
What did I have on that one? Plus 210. Odds have gone up for you, Carl. Plus 230.
Hell yeah.
Plus 230. And how much do you want to put on it? I'm putting my $100 down.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead and give me 75.
Feeling the Sunderland straight up victory. Oh shit, I already. Cool. Oh, plus 230. Is it already there? Clara. All right, awesome. Next game, we go to Emirates where Arsenal hosts Leeds United. Arsenal, huge favorites, minus 350 straight up, Leeds plus 800. Are you gonna do it?
Oh, buddy, it's tempting. It's so
How I
tempting.
know you love a long shot.
Oh, I love a long shot. All right. Send me 25 on Leeds straight up.
25 on leads.
I want something to root for on Saturday morning or Saturday whenever. Are you gonna do it?
No.
Smart man.
I don't know. 25 plus 800. That's just a good quarter to throw away. I don't think that's a bad bet at all.
Yeah, and I just want, I like Leeds. I have a real
Yeah,
soft spot for
I think we're
Leeds.
both rooting for Leeds.
Yeah, and I love their idiot fans. So I hope that they can be drunk and celebrate in the Emirates Stadium and just start taking their shirts off and whipping them at people and kicking kids in the balls. Like, I want to see it.
Me too.
Well, let's go.
All right, Carl, let's go Sunday to Selhurst Park where Crystal Palace hosts Nottingham Forest. Nottingham off the big win, plus 225 underdog to win this. I told you, Carl, that I would take Forest if you took Stoke. So I am gonna take them. You put $100 on. I'm gonna take them for $100. What's my draw no bet? Plus 210. Yeah, I like that. Oh no, that's straight up. Ooh, odds have gone down. Plus 120. All right.
So does that mean that I have to take Crystal Palace?
Do you want
I don't know. This one's tough. This one's a sticky wicket, as they say. I mean, Palace just lost their best player, Barry Eze. And also, we mentioned earlier that I think I mentioned earlier that he was going to Tottenham.
Yeah.
I jumped the gun. He's going to fucking Arsenal.
What a
That
difference a day makes.
fucking son of a bitch. I hope. I'm not gonna wish an injury on him, but I hope he stubs his toe or something. Like, and I hope that Arsenal get relegated. Like, I'm rooting against Arsenal bigger now. Like I'd rather see Liverpool crush them and Man City crush them. But last season, I was actually kind of like, oh, it'd be kind of interesting to see Arsenal do it because it's someone different. But no, Arsenal can go fuck themselves forever. But I don't really want to put money on Crystal Palace in this one. I think, losing their best player. I mean,
Draw
it
no
could.
bet minus 160. They're the favorites.
Yeah. I don't like the money I would get putting money on them, honestly.
All right.
All right.
I'm not gonna say it, but you know what I'm thinking.
Then I'm a pussy.
Final
I know what you're thinking.
game, we go to Hill Dickinson Stadium. Everton in their brand new digs, plus 195 to win straight up. Hosting Brighton Hove Albion, plus
Ooh.
145 to win straight up. Almost 50-50 odds on that.
Ooh, yeah, this one's a fun one.
Ooh, Brighton up. Big, yeah, Brighton's become big favorites, actually.
Really?
Oh,
What do
yeah.
they know? What do they know? Anytime that happens, that spooks me.
Yeah. Brighton, where is it? Plus 140 now. No, it's about the same. They're only plus 140, but on draw no bet, it's huge. Draw no bet. Brighton minus 145. It doesn't really make sense.
Interesting. You never know how these bookies get their numbers. It's always a mystery. This one I could see a draw in this one.
Draw. Let me get back to that screen. Plus 220.
Yeah, I mean, Brighton could kick the shit out of them. Everton, what did they do last week?
Everton lost.
Everton lost just by a goal, but
Yeah, that was the Leeds game. Leeds beat Everton.
yeah, I definitely don't trust Everton. I do like my boy Pickford though, so I could see him coming up with
Yeah.
some big saves and saving a draw. Let's say you.
I mean, the way the line's moving, I think you're right. Like, Brighton seems like the way to go. But, I mean, Everton lost late. They didn't look great. They've got
No.
Sideshow Faez.
Oh.
I don't know. And I also didn't watch Brighton's game last week, so I honestly have no idea how they look. I probably just lean Brighton, draw no bet, just because that's the way the money's going. But I have no. This is a coin flip to me.
Yeah, well,
Three sided die or whatever.
I'll have to look up Brighton's transfer window, because they're usually a farmers club, as they say, where they just.
Yeah, but they had a decent season last season, didn't they?
No, they always have it. They seem to always have a decent season, but
Yeah.
then their best players get poached by big clubs. So and then they got to rebuild, and it's like, all right, are these guys gonna do it like this time again? So I don't know. I don't trust them every year.
Yeah, Brighton 8th, just behind Nottingham for that final Europe spot.
I always feel like with these teams like Bournemouth and Brentford and Brighton,
Fulham.
that Fulham, yeah, that the bottom's gonna fall out like one season. There's just gonna be one season where they pick the wrong
Right.
guys to replace them, and then they just
And then they
the
get rid of the
bottom
guy.
drops
Yeah, I mean,
out.
that's usually how it happens, right? Like someone just
Yeah.
guides the season from hell or
So
whatever.
yeah. It's just, I mean, I think, yeah, this time it's Wolves' turn, but yeah,
We
I
saw
don't
this
trust
one
them.
coming. All right, Carl. Finally, let's move to the DraftKings scoreboard. Carl, we both had good weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went 4-0-3. Congratulations on a winning record. I went 3-0-4 with a losing record. But I put my balls on the line a little more often than you did, with some bigger money. Carl, you won $102.50 this last week. I won $135.71 this week, bringing our totals to Carl 807.83 and Phil 855.92.
Okay, I thought we were getting 1500 this year.
Yeah, but we dropped 600 to start the season on futures. So we
Oh.
really started with 900 and then
See, this
this
is why
week
I'm so terrible with gambling, because
futures.
I forget what money I put down, and then all of a sudden I'm like, where'd it go? What
That's what
happened?
I'm here for, Carl. I keep
But
track of them.
thanks for keeping track, buddy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're the Kenny Rogers of this show. You're the gambler.
That's right. I am.
Yeah. But hey, all you if my Leeds shit hits, then that could help me a lot. So Leeds, I don't know what their like chant is. Like, a lot of teams have a chant like, "Come on, the Swans," and all that shit. But whatever Leeds chant is,
Come on the spot.
just come all over the Swans. But whatever Leeds chant is, before Saturday, I'm gonna learn it, and I'm gonna send you a video of me standing up in my underwear and doing the chant.
Can't wait.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I just said
Yeah, I heard it.
it. All right, Carl. Excellent show as always. Thank you for joining me this week. Thank you all at home for joining us this week. It was a pleasure, and we will be back next week for some more action. Carl, say bye.
All right, everybody. Leeds. Jizz on Arsenal. Jizz on Arsenal. All right, bye, everybody.